This past, someone invited me to go to the Sixers game. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a Sixers fan. Through it all, good times and bad, sickness and health, I have trusted the process. So being free and available this past Wednesday, I was delighted to take the invitation to go to the game. And yes, they won the game. They beat the Kings that day, undefeated at home. It was a great game, and especially when I found out we were sitting on row 4. I could almost reach out and touch the court. And so it was a great game, and they won, and I stayed to the end. You know, sometimes Father Steve leaves a little bit early at events. But I stayed to the end because the game was so good. I was hoping to get one of those t-shirts they were throwing to the crowd. And what happened was, I figured would happen. I got stuck trying to get out of the Wells Fargo Center. Folks can be a little aggressive trying to leave an event. And so I got in my car and tried to navigate my way out to 76. But before that, I said, I better go to the restroom. So I waited in line. You think ladies' rooms are long? It was a long line trying to get to the restroom. And I waited in line to use the restroom to make sure I could be okay getting home. What I did not expect was an accident on 76 West. Thank God nobody was hurt seriously, but it caused me to be backed up in traffic for over an hour. What should have taken about 20 minutes or so to get home took me over an hour. Thank God I went to the restroom. Amen? But what happened to me was something I know about myself. I don't like to wait. I find myself oftentimes very impatient with persons, places, and things. Maybe you are spiritually rich and have the patience of Job, but I don't like to wait. And I find myself getting frustrated at times, sitting on that traffic, just waiting for something to happen. I don't like to wait. Anybody with the pastor this morning? Anybody can be honest and say, you don't like to wait either? Well, guess what? We gather on this first Sunday of Advent, and Advent is a time of waiting. Just visualized by this Advent wreath so beautifully assembled today, it symbolizes waiting. And I say Advent is the most counter-cultural season of the year. Why is that? As Sister said so beautifully, the world is getting ready for a holiday. Has already started long, long months ago. You've seen the decorations and the commercials. And yet, we put on purple. We're silent at times. And we wait on the Lord. What's Advent all about? Advent is a season when we wait for two specific realities. Yes, our Lord is coming. We celebrate his birthday, the greatest birthday ever known, that God loved the world so much that he gave us Jesus. God gave us his own son out of love. You'll hear me say this. God doesn't need Christmas. We do. To see love manifested in Christ Jesus. But also, the church remembers that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. And we pray it at Mass. We wait with joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, don't we? And so Advent is not just about preparing for a birthday of Jesus. Advent is also about preparing our hearts when the Lord comes. And he may come when you least expect him. Our Lord says today in the Gospel of Matthew, stay awake. I like the words, stay woke. Be aware of your surroundings to know what's going on, because a time may come very quickly where you have to render your account for the Lord. The young man so beautifully read today from Romans, you know the time. It is the hour for you to wake from sleep. Many of us are walking around with our eyes closed, sound asleep spiritually. Add it to time to shake us up a little bit and wake us up and prepare our stewardship. Let us throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, conducting ourselves properly as in the day. Most of the times, folks behave themselves in daylight. Not always. Did a young teenager get out of a bus yesterday down the street? As we gathered at Canaan Baptist yesterday to talk about strategies, concrete strategies to help the sickness of gun violence. Once again, it raised its ugly head in a city that calls itself a city of love. But Paul says, behave yourself as in daylight. Because one understanding that perhaps people are a little more behaved in the daylight. Not always. But put off the actions of darkness and put on Christ Jesus. That's what Advent's about. It's the work, the hard work of preparing and, yes, waiting on the Lord. See, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Let me suggest three ways we can wait on the Lord. To wait spiritually. And for all those not paying attention, now pay attention. Number one. Trust in God. That's not easy, is it? You see, children come into the world trusting, don't they? This little one trusts that her mom and her dad are going to take care of him, right? Assuming that you're going to be right as parents. That's why we're parents. We're called to give authority and direct to our children. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Trust that. But as life happens, we begin to lose our trust, don't we? The older we get and the more things happen to us, we get less and less trusting. And some things have made us untrustworthy. When institutions have failed us, when politicians have failed us, when systems have failed us. Just the church? Why? We've seen what church has done to people's lives. But you better put your trust in the Lord, church, in the Lord. Put your trust in God. You cannot wait on the Lord unless you trust in God's time, in God's way, in God's clock. Because the very thing you think is for you may not be for you at this time. Trust in God's plan. Trust in what God's doing in your life. I don't mind waiting. But I got to wait and trust that God's got something for me the world can't give me and the world can't take from me. I'm going to trust you, Lord. Even when I don't see it, I'm not just waiting on God, I'm in God, in God's plan, in God's time. I gotta trust that God has never played me. I know a lot of folks who play you, but God is a faithful God. A faithful God. And when God says it, it's true. Trust in God is a first example and a first step in waiting on the Lord. Because sometimes it doesn't seem like God is moving in my life. I don't see you, Lord. I don't see the plan. I don't see the process. But I'm going to trust that somehow, some way, you got it all worked out in your plan. Number two, how do we wait? We wait by doing good deeds. I thought to myself, as opposed to being angry and frustrated on the road trying to get home, why did I take out my rosary and start praying? Why did I start my litany of thanksgiving of all the blessings I had the night before Thanksgiving, as opposed to being angry? Doing good works. See that giving saint back there? Small gifts. And I've tried my best in 8 years to position us to be, yes, a grateful receiving church for many blessings. But also, we are a giving church. Some don't like to hear that, but it's true. We must be a giving church. Something small as a gift card for someone. A small gift. That small gift of love. Doing good works as we wait. Let's wait but on the phone, texting, all kind of stuff on social media. Put it down. And spend your time doing good. And it might just simply be a gift of smile. Hello, how are you? I was talking to a brother of mine from the South. And he says, you know, a lot of y'all Philly folks, y'all just rough. Walk fast, talk fast, don't look at people in the eye, and don't speak. Maybe it begins by simply saying, good morning. How are you? Even if they don't return the greeting, that might be how you do good works. But all of us should be doing good works and not to be seen. God sees it. God knows what you're doing. God's got this. You do good works because it's about the person you are blessing. Y'all ain't with me this morning. It's about the person you are blessing. And the more you got, the more you should be giving away. The more you have, the more you give back. I am because you are. You are, therefore I am. You got education? Mentor somebody. You got money? Share it. You got two coats? You can't wear two at the same time. Give one away. Share your blessings. Share your privilege with somebody else. Doing good works, and not just this time of the year, all year long. I'm still hungry in January. I'm still in need of heat in February. It's all year long the blessings flow out. The third part, trust in God, doing good works, and being a person of joy. It's amazing. We call this the most wonderful time of the year. And yes, people do put on smiles, all kind of action. But as any mental health professional will tell you, a time of great depression, and great sadness, and great pain for many people. Maybe your Thanksgiving meal with your family was beautiful and perfect. Mine wasn't. Maybe your family has it all together with no difficulties. Well, mine wasn't. And I think the reality is all of us got something going on in our families. Is that relationship that's not right? Is that child you're dealing with? Is that parent you're dealing with? How many, perhaps, college students came home and did not find a reception of love from family? not realizing that perhaps I'm growing up. Or perhaps we come home and don't realize that you're still in my house. But the tension that exists sometimes in relationships can cause us to lose our joy, can it? But we cannot. You didn't get it for me? And you can't take my joy. You can't take my joy. You see, that was one of those things. The folks in bonded in slavery. Yes, you can take my freedom physically. You can shackle my legs, my hands. You can change my name and put me in your house, but you cannot take my joy. Up above my head, I hear music. Up above my head, I hear music. Up above my head, I hear music. There must be a God somewhere. Get up and praise that God. You know there's a God of joy somewhere. It may not be here. That's joy. We spend so much time trying to buy joy. You can't buy joy. Joy comes from the Lord. Joy comes from knowing I'm waiting, but I'm waiting because I trust that God's got something for me, and so I'm going to wait with joy. I trust in God's plan in my life. And so I don't mind waiting on the Lord. It may not be what you think it is, but I don't mind waiting. I've learned in my prayer. I learned from Wednesday night. I gotta wait sometimes, yes, and trust sometimes, and continue to do good work sometimes, and have my joy in the Lord.
Yes.
Oh my, come on, waiting on the Lord. So Advent is a wise season to trust, in what God is doing in your life.
Yes, yes.
And not ever to walk away from the opportunity and the invitation to walk with God. You can rise up for new spirit in your life and to know you are God's child.
Yes, yes.
No matter what the world may say about you, you are God's child.
Amen.
And all of us do that.
Amen. Yes.
It would change everything. The song, one of my favorites, written by my sister Juanita Bynum. After all her struggles, the Lord dropped these words in her heart and her spirit, and she sang, "I don't mind waiting."
Come on, come on.
On the Lord.
Come on, Pastor.
Don't mind waiting.
is not easy.
Come on.
You got to first and foremost trust in God.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's something a lot of our young folks don't know about, that spirituality of just trusting in God and waiting on the Lord.
Yes, help us to wait.
Doesn't mean we don't have to do any good things. We got to work and wait on the Lord. And my joy, my spirituality, the way God has made me, I am who I am as God made me to be.
Yes, yes, yes.
Some of us struggle to know who we are and try to mask who we are and make someone think something else, but you know who you are. And God made me just the way God made me to be.
My.
I have my joy.
Yes.
In the Lord.